So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The more you read about the death of Jacqueline Mimi Torres Garcia, the young girl who was killed and her body was found in New Britain, the more disturbing it is for on so many levels. And, you know, I'm just reading in CT Mirror in a story bylined with Ginny Monk and Laura Tillman from yesterday afternoon that posted that supposedly the mom sent a short email to the school in July of 2024. "Hello, I'm contacting you today because I would like to homeschool my child for the upcoming school year, and thank you. Have a great day." And according to the article, less than 2 months later, she was dead. And we had this issue, you know, with the kid in Waterbury in last year, and there was a lot of discussion about something to do legislatively, and then the people who homeschool in Connecticut really galvanized, and they protested at the legislature, and nothing came of it. And now there's renewed calls for to do something. State Rep. Liz Linehan joining us here on Brian and Company to talk a little bit about it. Liz, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having me here. I just wish it was under better circumstances.
Yeah, and this story is difficult for anybody. I mean, especially, you know, if you're a parent, I know you are. I mean, let's stick to the legislative stuff for a second here. What was actually, I don't know if anything was actually proposed or passed, but what was talked about in terms of handling this or addressing it last year?
So what was talked about last year, I believe, and you're right, nothing was actually truly proposed or addressed, and that was not in my committee. But to the best of my knowledge, there was conversation about how do we ensure the safety of children that are withdrawn from school under the guise of being homeschooled, because, you know, we can't say that these children are being homeschooled. They're not. There's abuse and neglect there, and parents who neglect and abuse their children don't actually put in the time and effort to homeschool. So there's that problem. But I believe also last year there was discussion also about how do you regulate homeschooling as far as curriculum and testing. That Right. was the conversation last year, but I want to remind everyone that I was the chair of the Children's Committee in 2019 when we had this discussion after the death of Matthew Tirado. Now, Matthew Tirado was a young man who was pulled out of school, again, under the guise of homeschooling, and he was abused and neglected and starved to death. He was a boy with autism, and his mom locked the cabinets in the kitchen so he couldn't eat. Subsequently, he starved to death. So back in 2019 is really when the conversation started happening. And my proposal then which was an actual proposal, not just a discussion, was to require any parent who wants to pull their child from school to show up at the district office with paperwork and the child with them in order to do that. And then any child who wants to, or any parent who wants to homeschool their child at any time, would need to also do that every year.
Yeah, I mean, to me, we're talking about State Rep Liz Linehan. I mean, it's two different levels of things we're talking about. On the one level is just making sure there's some way to get a touch point with a kid that's not in the system. The second one is, should there be a larger conversation about, you know, standards for homeschooling? And I think the families who protested last year, they don't want to be overregulated, and I get that, but it seems like we shouldn't try to fold both efforts under the same umbrella, because I feel like you need right now, like, it's pretty obvious that we should be able to find a way to get a touch point with these kids once a year or twice a year just to make sure they're okay.
That's 100% fact. And the sad part is that I have consistently asked for homeschooling families to come to the table, but they can't get past the idea of the refrain is, I don't want government inside my home. I don't want to be inside your home. I agree with you that these need to be two separate conversations. As far as any legislation is concerned, I can only speak for myself. I can't speak for other legislators, of course. But for me, I'm really not interested in talking about curriculum, test scores, anything like that. I think that the child welfare issue is first and foremost, and that's what we need to address. But what's happening, honestly, is that whenever we have this conversation, there is no willingness to come to the table from a large swath of the homeschooling families. And I want to be very clear, it's not all the homeschooling families. It is a large, loud portion. However, in the recent weeks, I have been contacted by homeschooling families who say, hey, we get this. We understand. Let's talk about how to do it. Unfortunately, there's no one coming to the table with an open mind on any large level.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, and I'll reiterate my take too. I'm not against homeschooling at all. I mean, I don't think I didn't have the organization or the ability to do so. But if somebody wants to do it, that's fine. And to me, it is exactly like you said. It's about the child welfare. You know, I'm curious as we continue. We only have a couple minutes left with State Rep Liz Linehan, and we're grateful for the time. Is this something like it's one of those things where you're in a hurry? But I know bills sometimes in the legislature they're bandied about committee for two sessions until they finally get to the floor. And then sometimes another year before you pass it. But this one feels like there is a sense of immediacy. Like, is this something that might come up in the special session?
Not in special session. I think that it's too much of a hot button issue and a reminder that special session, there needs to be an outline of what we're going to do before we go in there. I don't think we're at that point yet, but I am ready to do this because I wrote legislation years ago. This isn't something that I believe that I need to study the issue any longer. I don't. You know, we had information from the child advocate back in 2019 who looked at DCF involvement in children who were removed from school for homeschooling. And it was quite a large percentage. Of course, it was unfortunately just a small group to look at. I think it was one district. And it wasn't a full-fledged study, but it did give us an idea of where we need to go. And I really hope that the community at large understands. Look, I wanted to homeschool my kids 15 years ago. I thought that's what I was going to do. I will tell you right now, I'm not a good enough parent to do that. I don't have the patience.
Yeah, me too.
I don't have the energy. I'm with you. I don't think that homeschooling is the problem. I think that if the laws and regulation around homeschooling that creates this loophole that allows abusers to get away with it, and that's what we need to deal with.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're spot on. And it's one of those things where let's have the logical rule the day when it comes to doing something and have a government being a force for good. I mean, I think it's just so obvious. Liz, we really appreciate the time. We're hoping to be live on the 12th at the Capitol for our show. So make sure you stop by and say hello.
I absolutely will. Thank you. And thanks for sharing spreading some light onto this to show what we're really doing and really talking about. I appreciate you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll talk about it more down the road for sure. Thank you so much. State Rep Liz Lanahan joining us here on Brian & Company.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.